We're here with Bill Gates, one of the most powerful and wealthy men in America. Mr. Gates.
My home this is!
Yes, sir, and a very beautiful home it is. May I compliment you on your...
You may dispense with the pleasantries.
Oh, of course, I'm very sorry. After all, I understand your time is very valuable. I mean, managing this huge software empire must be very difficult. Getting a couple of gray hairs there, Bill?
With 900 years old, you reach, look as good you or not.
Well, no, I guess not. But I think of all the feats you've accomplished. I mean, you designed nearly all the operating systems we use today.
You know, sometimes I amaze even myself.
PC owners around the world flock to their nearest stores to buy virtually every program you create.
The Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded.
How does it feel to have that kind of power?
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Even now, people upgrade to Windows 98 because you tell them it would be a good idea.
That name no longer has any meaning for me.
Oh, that's right. You must be working on Windows 2000 now. I hear you're trying to combine the conventional Windows that we know and love with Windows NT, and you're going to eliminate DOS altogether.
Don't get technical with me.
What I mean is, those of us who like to know what we do with our computers will have to learn a whole new set of commands.
That is the way of things.
Did you ever stop to think that maybe you should give people a choice on whether they wanted to change computer systems or not?
It is pointless to resist.
I understand you're also creating Office 2000. Are these programs truly better than their slightly older versions?
No. But the busier, more seductive. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny, consume you it will.
Well, if you can say that, then how come you keep putting new programs out so fast?
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
Well, no, I suppose not. But some of us actually enjoy knowing everything we do with our computers rather than just pointing and clicking. Now, I learned how to operate DOS and Windows without the help of dummy books or manuals.
Impressive.
Well, thanks, but it wasn't easy. How about giving us a little more time to become familiar with the systems we already have before upgrading on us?
I'm sure that we can work out an arrangement which will be mutually beneficial and enable us to avoid any unpleasant confrontation.
You're right. I'm glad to see you're such a reasonable man.
Come on, admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
I suppose so. Oh, one last thing. What's really going on with this conflict between you and the head of Netscape?
There is no conflict. He will join us or die.
But isn't that some sort of antitrust? Oh, hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. Moving on. Let's not forget your investment in Macintosh computers.
The dark side of the...
Well, what did they say to get you to make the investment? I mean, after all the bad feelings between you.
Help me. You're my only hope.
And what did you say?
We would be honored if you would join us.
I see. How persuasive. Well, I'm afraid we've just about run out of time, but thanks for an interesting chat, Mr. Gates.
You've got to come back.
Well, thanks for the invite, and I hope to see you again soon.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Hey, cool. Does that mean I get a discount on all Microsoft products? Whoa. Okay. Sorry. Never mind. I'll see you later. Bye. Sheesh, what a temper.